Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Tov Reish Chaf. A very short Simon over here. Page 163. Then we'll move on to Simon Tov Reish Chaf Aleph. Says the Mechaber over here, well, the topic over here is Minhag Yafa Mekatzer V'Tfilah Shachar. Sounds great. Everyone should be Mekatzer V'Tfilah Shachar. Does not seem like the Minhag Olam, but over here it's trying to get to a point over here. It says Tov Lekatzer B'Piyutim V'Tfilah Shachar's Kedei Lomar. One should be Mekatzer in the Piyutim and Slichos and Shachar's in order to hurry up. But not maybe what you're thinking is not because of Tircha V'Tzirah thing, but in Chitpal Musa Kodim Sheva Shavs. Because there's a halacha that we have in Tfilah Musaf, that Tfilah Musaf really is Kol Hayom. However, one's considered poshea if he davens after Sheva Shavs. And therefore, we're afraid that Shach is going to take so long, because well past Sheva Shavs. Sheva Shavs is an hour after Chatzos, okay? That's a long time. Most minyanim finish davening Rosh Hashanah before that time. Or many, at least, minyanim do. But over here, I guess somewhere they're afraid they're going to marry Shachar so long that it's going to go until Sheva Shos, not going to be able to daven Musaf before Sheva Shos. It's Nikra Poshe, and then you also have a Shiloh. What do you daven first? Do you daven Musaf first, or you daven Mincha first? Meaning the Mishnah Berurah over here, he tells us that this is also not even Sheva Shos. You should be mapped already at 6.5 hours. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah here, Sikot Na'alav Tov Lekatzer, V'musov Sheish, Yidalgu Avinu Malkeinu, you should even Medallic Avinu Malkeinu if you get to the end of the 6th hour. Okay, over here, Nevinsal points out, doesn't really mean the 6th, it means 6.5 hours, not the end of the 6th, the beginning of the 7th. Because look at Sikot Beis, Kodim Shavashos, L'chatcho Chilo Roy Liozoy, L'chalat Chil Tvoz Musav, Kodim Sheishos U'mechzal Yom. The Chatzchila one should start Musaf before 6.5 hours of the day. Like I said, before the Fish of Shesha Mechsa, whose man Tfilas Mincha Gedola, sorry, Zan Mincha Gedola, she Tadira Yotam and Tfilas Mitzah, then you get a whole Shiloh, you'd have Mincha first, or you'd have Musaf first, because really we have Tadir Vashenu, Tadir Kodem, Mincha should be coming before Musaf, okay? So in order to avoid that Shiloh, really you should start before 6.5 hours. The Mechaber is being Makbet on Sheva Shos, because that the Gemara tells you, you're Nikra Posheya if you start Musaf after Sheva Shos. No one wants to be a Posheya on Yom Kippur, and therefore they want to end early. Okay, so that is over here the Indian of trying to, it just points out to try and finish earlier on. Moving on to the Mitov Reish Chaf Aleph, Seder Kriyas HaTorah Umila B'Yom Kippurim. Okay, Motzi and Shnei Svarim, we bring out 2 Sifrei Torah on Yom Kippurim. Barishon Karim Shisha Parshas Achrimos Aveyas Kasher Tziva Hashem. You take out 2 Sifrei Torah on Yom Kippur. The first one, we read Parshas Achrimos, which not only has obviously the Avodas Kohen Gadol and a lot of kaparas and stuff like that, the Chitaru and that, which is obviously important, but also the only one thing the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here is a different idea. Also, why we read Parshas Achrimos, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikotin Beis Parshas Achrimos, Isa Bizar. Kol Mishimit Staral Mises Bnei Aaron. The Zohar says that anyone who feels pain over the death of the sons of Aaron, Omori Demos Aleihem, or cries, because Mochlin Lo Avonosav, he's going to get forgiven for his sins. Ubanav Eina Mesim B'Chayov, and his children will not die in his life. Okay, this is very scary after whatever in Yoni Yoma with Marina Rav Shlita. But over here, the Zohar says over here, it sounds like over here that's the main reason why I read Achrimos, is because to remember Mises Bnei Aaron and to be Mitzdayer. I mean, most people think that we just read Mises Bnei Aaron at the beginning of the Parsha and before the Avodah going on. No, over here it sounds like that's part of the Iker reason why we chose this Kriyas HaTorah to try to be Mitzdayer on Mises Bnei Aaron over here. Fine. So over here on Yom Kippur we read 6 Aliyahs. Why 6 Aliyahs? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sekot an Aleph Mineshi Kedusha So Yoter Mishar Yaltiv," because its kedusha is greater than other Yomim Tovim. Okay, Shasar B'chol Malacha, because Asar in all Malacha, like Shabbos and not like Yaltiv. Vikach Mosivim Echad Veimosivim Yoter, and therefore we add a 6th Aliyah. As well as the Yaltiv is 5 Aliyahs, Yom Kippur is 6 Aliyahs, and the Shabbos is 7 Aliyahs. We do not add Aliyahs on a regular Yom Kippur B'derech Ka. Or says the Mechaber over here, Mimchal B'Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, Korin Shiva, then we have to add an Aliyah, you have to have 7 Aliyahs. U'mafter Kori B'Sheni, the mafter, you may take out the second Sefer Torah, you read in Parshas Pinchas, like all Chagim, U'basur L'Chodesh, and you read about the Karbanos of the day, U'mafter B'Yishayahu B'Amar Solu Ponu Derech, Ad Kipi Hashem Diber. Okay, and we read from the Haftorah of Solo Su Ponoderach Ad Piyashad Diber, that is the Haftorah for Yom Kippurim. in terms of being Mosif, are you allowed to Mosif on a Shabbos Yom Kippur? Because Shabbos generally, we are Mosif. Yom Kippur, you're not Mosif. Says over here, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikot and Gimel, Korin Shiva, come over Shai Shabbosos, V'ayim B'magan Avram Sim and Reish Pei Beis, D'la Chatchila, Ein Kedai LaHosif Al Shiva. It's not Kedai to be Mosif on seven Aliyahs, but the reason over here is, if you notice that all ends of Aliyahs on Yom Kippurim, it all ends with some type of Kapara. V'chipir V'yado, V'yad Beiso, okay, or Titaru, some Lashon of Tshuva, Kapara, okay, Tahara, all the Aliyahs end over there. And therefore, if we add an Aliyah, you're not going to be able to end at one of these remaining words. Therefore, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol does point out, before the Mishnah Berurah just ended up, Efshar, B'makam, Shinosim, Alim, Harbi, Malsin, stuck in a place where this is the Bacon Essence, this is their Parnasa. People give a lot of tzedakah for extra Aliyahs. It says, all right, I'll make a low hip, someone with Mako, Shul, it's Mason, Mako, to add more Aliyah, so to bring more Parnassa to the Beit Knesset or the Yeshiva, then that is going to be Mutter. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol adds in over here, Dibur Masla Ain, who did a Yom Kippur, Ain Mohosiv Al Shisha. You're not really supposed to add Aliyah as Yom Kippur. But had Ain Mohosiv Al Shiva, Yom Kippur, Shechalios, Meshabbis, whom in Minag Tov and Lomadina. It's only a Minag Tov, but it's not Maker to Din. V'atam kidei l'sayim b'psukim shem b'suyum miyaulim alalu kigon v'chipir ba'do b'yad beiso v'titaru. In order to end the psukia and the aliyah with these types of words, lachein yesh tzorach esher lahosi v'ashiv. And that's the reason why, if there's a tzorach, it's a nice minhag to do this way, but if there's a real need, you can go ahead and add aliyahs. V'yom kippurim shechalios v'shaz b'in garashim shein lomar yigib v'gom v'midos v'zman otzal seif. The Torah, the minhag is, on Yom Kippur, shechal that falls on Shabbos, we do not say yigib v'midos harachamim, and l'chol the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, like over here, where it falls out on Shabbos. Okay, so that is this. Now, in terms of who can get an aliyah, what if someone's a chola, is he allowed to get an aliyah on Yom Kippur, because he's not fasting? Okay, he's not fasting, is he not allowed to get an aliyah? So, but pashtus, someone who's not fast, one is allowed to get an aliyah at Shacharis Bivadai. Okay, because the Kriyas Torah is not only because of a tzom, it's because of the chag. He's part of the chag, so he's allowed to get an aliyah, even if someone's not fast, he's allowed to get an aliyah. Mincha, that's with stopping Rabbi Kiva Eger and Orachayim Simin Kafdalid. Okay, if Tom Kriyas Torah is only because of the tzom, or also Kedusha Sayom, because we generally don't have a Kriyas Torah and Yontif at Mincha. Over here in Yom Kippurim, do we do? Okay, Lemaisa Pas Baskins or Shomaz Daman Orach Korin and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Lamik Tes Harakuf Tes Vav. That is mutter for someone who's not fasting getting a mealia at Mincha. Okay, and for sure, if the chola is eating pachos mikashir, like we learned in certain cases, so over there he is allowed to get an aliyah lekulei alma. Okay, fine. Now moving on over here, what about meal? Meal of Yom Kippurim. And we have a bris milah on Yom Kippurim. Malin ben yotzer lemosav achar kriyas, you do it between shachris and mosav after kriyas haTorah. Ula achar amilah omrim ashrei. The machaber says after the bris milah, then you get to ashrei and you return the sefer Torah. Okay. The minig lamul achar ashrei. The minig is to be mal only after ashrei, but the Mishnah Berurah says that our minig is really like the machaber to do it before ashrei. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, sifkatan zayin. So generally we do milah before ashrei. That is the general meaning. If you have the bris milah outside the shul, you have it in a different place. So listen to what they say over here. You would think, okay, just do it after davening. No, it still says. In this case, we don't leave the sefer Torah out. We would first return the sefer Torah, then go out and do bris milah v'chozim v'omrim kaddish, then you come back and do kaddish afterwards. Siv gimel. Mivarchin ala milah below kos. We make the bruch on the milah. We do not use a kos. Okay, why? Because there's no one to drink the kos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, siv kaddish yadal v'omrim below kos, with lomar, the bruch rak pirkas asher kiddish yidin v'etten. Avalo bruch ashal kos. Da'alo tzarech li tomi men ovi yesher mi yama kippurim. Just like we saw before, by the Shechianu, we don't see an alakosh, and we don't give it to a katan who's under the gil, because we're afraid that in the future he's going to come and drink on Yom Kippur. Okay, but nevertheless, don't worry about it. If you were worried that they couldn't do mitzitza, okay, to suck out the blood from the baby, because that means that's like drinking on Yom Kippur. Don't worry, the Mishnah Berurah make, you're allowed to suck out the blood on Yom Kippurim, that is going to be mutter. Limtzos at the blava anoyim limtzos beyayin lo yizalvo bepevel lomachshav shum chashash schita rak lizalvo beyad levat. Fine. Okay. However, says the Rama over here, v'yeshomim v'varchim bekos. We make a bracha on a kos on Yom Kippurim. Oh, what about who's going to drink the kos? V'nosim latino kanimo. You give it to the child who's getting bris milah. You put a little bit in his mouth. V'chein noagin, that is the minig amongst Ashkenazim, that we give the tinok a little bit, just like we give him during. V'amar lach v'demai chayi, v'amar lach v'demai chayi. The moa puts a little bit of wine in the baby's mouth. Generally, they got more before in order to soothe the pain. It's like his alcohol for him to feel better. Okay? So to over here, we give him a little bit from the coast. Shel brach. Okay, he's not, I don't think he's gonna be able to bashir, but we still are make him. Nevertheless, points out over here. The Mishnah Brus, the Kanye Bezer Salomar, Milvad Masha Notin Piatin Shambhuzai Chayi, Sarchlichin Lo Lishtok Sas Minakos, Dimlo, okay, and Ika Genaila Kos. It's gonna get Genaila Kos, no one drinks it. It's not really making a brach on the Kos. Furthermore, says Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol also. He says over here, Dimrasa Genaila. By the way, what's the difference between why over here Ashkenazim are make him? He could give the Kos to the katan over here. Why don't we do the same thing with Shachianu? Okay? Now, there's no baby to do it necessarily, but more than that, we're not afraid of Atila Misrach as a one-time thing, as a bris milah, as opposed to every year, if you give it to a katan, when you do it after Shachianu, it might be different. Dimar Masa Gnai, he says, Mitanza Roy Benosav Latim Asa Tinok Lahak Vilishtoza Koza Brachma Abdullah Mosai Kippurim. Moreno Ramino Namasal, besides forgiving to the Tinok, you should leave this kosher bracha covered throughout Yom Kippurim, and then they should use this kos for Abdullah Motzei Yom Kippurim. Or if you lack our Abdullah, or even to drink it after the Yagon. And then furthermore, this is the mig in most places where you have a kos by Ashkenazim. Ima yoledes ta'ama kimo lugma mikot bracha leka gnaila kos. If the yoledes is at the point where she's told that she has to not fast, which is most times by a yoledes, Therefore, she'll drink the kos. And now she could drink it a full shear, and therefore you would not have a problem of a gnaila kos at all. Let's just finish up over here. A couple of quick things over here. The rest of the siman. Doubt. The most of our shiatsi borseidor avoda, we know we have the avodist of the coin. We go through the whole avoda of the coin, gadol and musaf. That's over here. That's the psak over the mechaber. That's what you have to do. V'noagli pull up in the yam kishomim. Right, you go ready, we fall on our face every time we get to the point where they talk about falling on your face. Also in Aleinu L'Shabeach, which we also do on Rosh Hashanah, we also fall on our face during this time. Okay, there's a whole din. Generally, we just fall on our knees. Some do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay, most people just fall on the knees with their face. And once again, I'll announce this like it announced every year. Okay, where does the piece of paper go? What? Very good. Okay, not like Tamaratzim who put it under the knees. Okay, it's not going to go under your knees. It goes under your face when you bow to the floor. Okay, it's Tamaratzim put under the knees. I once asked for a Nevinsal, why do people put it under the knees? He goes, so they don't get their pants dirty, maybe. But that's not halachic. The halachic reason is that they have a separation between your face and the floor when you're bowing to the floor. That's why you put the separation between your face and the floor. Aval Shliach Tzibur says over here, but the Shliach Tzibur also lachor mimukomo. Shliach Tzibur, he's in the middle of his Chazar HaShas. He can't leave his place. B'shas ha'tfilah, can he pull up enough? B'yesh limchos b'yan ha'osin kin, the Ramah is very stark against the chazan falling on her face. However, once again, that is not the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is also the Shliach Tzibur, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Siv katan tadzayin. B'yan ha'osin kin, aval kvar poshet ha'minhag, shigam ha'Shliach Tzibur also kin, the Shliach Tzibur also does. V'ner shim sochim da'ali chalomi kri hafzik, because that's not really a hafzik to move your place. He's part of the tfilah. They put an extra shtender in front of him, and therefore they move it when he goes to bow. And therefore he can keep his feet together while bowing. That is what we try and do, if at all possible. Okay? Hey. Seder avidui chatosi avisi pashati. We mentioned three different lashonos of sin. Chatasi avisi pashati. It's important to understand the difference between them. Sivkot yitzayin the Mishnah Berurah. Chet is shogeg. When someone has a chet, he did a bishogeg. Okay? Aviti, avon. That's what he does, it's amazing. And pesha is much worse. That's merit. He's totally rebelled. He doesn't care about the mitzvahs at all. He's totally rebelled. Like avon is a one time he did it amazing. Besha is much worse than that. But Tzarech Lomar HaKal Tchila, we start with the most Kal. First, let me go to the worst type of sin. Okay, and now we finish out the sim and sivav. Nagu lidor tzedakos v'yom kippurim b'anam esim. The minhag is to give tzedakos lili mishmas to the people who have died, because as Mishnah Berurah points out, that even the people who have died, they also are done in Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, the mesim also get done. Maskirin Yishma saying that mesim hakin yishlam kapar of Yom Kippurim. We mentioned, we do maskir neshamas, we do yisker on Yom Kippur, because the mesim also, they get kapara on Yom Kippurim. As Moreno Rabbeinu Ramanan so points out over here, maskirin v'nagi ashkenaz asking the shamas, like tefilas musaf, we do it right before tefilas musaf. Ad Khan for today.